We have two more performers to go, a flutist and another violinist. The flutist we're about to hear is named Laura Pillman, and tonight she'll be playing Ibert, but right now, kind of close relative, she'll be doing Debussy, that famed unaccompanied Debussy flute solo called Syrinx, telling the story of the mythical story of Syrinx. Let's go back to the studio and hear Debussy played by Laura Pillman. From our studio, Syrinx, that story told by a solo flutist. The solo flutist in this case is Laura Pillman, who just played Debussy for us. Tonight we'll be doing music by Ibert, the third movement of the flute concerto by Jacques Ibert. So go ahead and pull that microphone a little closer. Rotate it up. Okay, thank you so much. For being here, Laura.
Thank you.
Let's find out who you are. Where do you live and what do you do right now?
I live in Denton, Texas. I'm a doctoral student at the University of North Texas.
And there's kind of a go-to flute teacher there, isn't there?
Yes, I study with Mary Karen Clardy. She's absolutely wonderful.
Okay. Well, what's your flute path that you've trod? Where have you from, and what's some interesting stops on the way as a flutist?
So I grew up in Rochester, New York, which is a huge place for flute players. Eastman is right there. And I did my undergraduate degree at Baldwin-Wallace University, which is a small liberal arts school outside of Cleveland. And I did my master's at Bowling Green State University. Mm-hmm. With Connor Nelson. And then I moved down to Texas to study with Dr. Clardy.
And so in choosing places to go for a flute player, is a lot of it have to do with the teacher? Is it the program? Is it who will give you a fellowship?
It's a little bit of all of those factors. Absolutely, the flute teacher for me has been a big, big decision in all of those schools. And at all of these schools, I've been very lucky that I've been awarded teaching assistantships, teaching fellowships, and lots of scholarships, and that was a large consideration for me as well.
Obviously, flute is a very crowded field.
Yes.
Excuse me, a lot of great flutists in the world. So how do you find your unique path in the thoughts you do, the study you've done, the teaching you do? What are you personally accomplishing on the flute?
I like to think that I'm accomplishing a little bit of everything. I'm an active chamber musician. I've performed a lot of new music, music for flute and electronics. That's very exciting. And I think that I've chosen schools to go to that teach me a lot of a variety of things. So Bowling Green State University has a massive new music program. So I was able to do a lot of chamber music and new music working with composers at that location. And there are just so many performance opportunities at University of North Texas, which is absolutely wonderful. Baldwin Wallace has the oldest Bach festival in the United States. So there's a lot of older music going on there. So I think that my path has really enabled me to do everything. Mm-hmm.
And can you say that you equally love everything and of all the choices you've described?
I think so. I find it a lot of fun in everything. It's really, really wonderful to work with composers, and it's equally wonderful to do chamber music and soloing with orchestras, playing a Ibert, which is an absolute standard in the flute repertoire. It's all wonderful.
Have you done a concerto before?
I have not. This is my first time.
First time with a concerto.
Yes.
So from all of the preparation you did and the expectations you have, then what's it like to suddenly walk into the first rehearsal? Are there a bunch of adjustments and things?
Actually, no. It's just a lot of fun. And I think my level of preparation going into this was, I felt really strong about it. So I was ready for anything. And the orchestra was really well prepared. And we just put it together, and it just worked out. It was great.
Laura Pillman, who's playing that tonight, and you mentioned you're a doctoral student, so you've invested a lot in being a flutist. So what are your plans and hopes over the next few years as you finish your doctorate and start looking for a job and a life?
Well, I'd like to continue pursuing all of these paths, hopefully make my wind quintet a more professional gig rather than just an in-school thing, and perform more with orchestras, both as a soloist and as a section member, and do more recitals and collaborate more with composers.
So you have a wind quintet of fellow students?
Absolutely.
Are you all about the same place in school?
We're all about the same age. We're all graduate students. We're all in slightly different places there.
So do you hope, therefore, that you say you hope to keep it together so
yes.
that you could be so successful that even if the five of you could move somewhere together or something?
That would be great.
Like that?
I think we would all like that.
Good. And I've heard from wind quintet players that ever since the Imani winds came along, it's been a tougher competition. What is unique about your wind quintet? What do you focus on? What do you hope to really accomplish?
Well, we're collaborating actually with a percussionist, so I think that
makes
us unique. But I think one of the ways that the Imani winds opened the door for everyone is they made wind quintet music a more relatable, contemporary ensemble, which is really helpful for all of us, I think.
Sure. Well, tonight it is Jacques Ibert's last movement. Laura Pillman, the flutist, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.